We're good to go. It's 2019, and we are a long way down the road interviewing a lot of entrepreneurs. That means this is Radio Entrepreneurs. Hello again. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host. And this week, we're being hosted by the great firm of Sapers & Wallach, and my co-host is the ever-reliable Evan Macedo. Hi, Evan.
Hi, Jeffrey. Thank you for letting me co-host the show. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. This is about the biggest studio we've ever had. I want to thank you, but we have set it up for those of you watching on YouTube. Our next guests, and you are not looking at Evan, obviously, Emily Matthews, partner at Edelstein & Company, and Casey Blake, marketing manager at Edelstein & Company. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Thank you. So first, do you want to just give us a general introduction to Edelstein, a little bit of its history and what's so good about the firm?
Absolutely. Yes. So Edelstein & Company is a full services CPA firm located in Boston's financial district. We're comprised of about 100 professionals serving primarily privately held businesses and serving high net worth individuals. We span quite a variety of industries, including healthcare, real estate and construction, food and beverage, startup and emerging companies, just to name a few. We provide tax, audit and accounting, business valuation, and general consulting services to our clients. And what's really exciting is in 2018, we celebrated 50 years. So it was quite a milestone for our firm and is an anniversary that we're incredibly proud of. And we had a great year celebrating.
Wow, 50 years.
Yeah.
I would assume the firm has evolved a lot over time.
You better believe it. Yeah, we're definitely in a growth phase, which is super exciting. Even over the last decade, just to see our headcount increase, which means that our revenues are increasing as well, which is very exciting for our firm. And we know that it's a saturated market. So to be a lasting CPA firm with roots in Boston is something we're incredibly proud of.
Great. That's very nice. Good introduction. And Emily, you're a tax partner, correct?
Yes.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about that? I mean, this is a everyone I talk to is concerned right now about the economy, taxes,
right.
Protecting their assets.
Absolutely, especially given the current government shutdown, right? A lot of people are wondering what's going to happen with my refund. What is the timeline for the normal process or normal busy tax season, especially as practitioners as well. So it's a crazy time with the new tax reform. There's so many changes. Communicating those changes to our clients is one of our biggest priorities, making sure everybody feels comfortable with what these changes are and what this is all about. So exciting time to be a tax accountant for sure.
Well, I'm going to grab the mic from Evan one more time. Sorry, Evan. Get out of here. You dropped the bomb. The government shutdown.
Right.
Can you, I'm sure when you're in the halls talking to your other tax partners, there's a lot of sort of hallway talk about how this could be affecting clients at all, or maybe.
Right, exactly.
Could we just get a couple of those things that we should be thinking about, that you've been thinking about?
Definitely. I think it's really the timing of how tax season will unravel this year, because we don't know if this is going to slow things down for us for processing, for refunds, as I mentioned earlier. So we're just kind of waiting and to hear word as to how, this will unfold.
Interesting.
Well, I would say that's fantastic. And I don't know if all of our listeners know this, but I hear that you recently became partner
at
Edelstein, so I wanted to say congratulations
Thank
to that.
Thank you.
Could you give us a little bit of background that maybe what
sure.
led up to that and maybe what some of your initiatives are going into 2019?
Absolutely. So I've been practicing in public accounting for 12 years. I've been with Edelstein for 6+ years, and it's been a fantastic journey here with the firm. As Casey mentioned earlier, we've grown tremendously. It's all been fantastic growth. We've added, when I started, I think we were at 55 people, and now we're at 100. And with that, we've added fantastic new clients that are a pleasure to work with, and it's really made my career very exciting. So it's a great place to be. Edelstein is a phenomenal firm. We take our work very seriously, but I think that we are different from other firms in that we have very sociable and wonderful folks to work with. We're not your general dry accountants that you'll find a lot of times. So we beat that reputation a bit.
Wow, that's really fantastic.
Yeah.
And I can add to that just a bit. We rebranded about in 2015 is when we launched our new brand. And I think what was really rewarding for us is that we interviewed clients and staff to kind of understand what their perception of Edelstein was. And one of the resounding things was personable, friendly, responsive, things that you really like to hear. But what's really pretty special is that what shaped our new brand was that feedback. So when we have this big, beautiful word cloud of words that describe us as a firm, we're really happy to say that those truly are differentiating factors for us because our people really do make a difference at our firm, like Emily said.
Yeah. Fantastic. In terms of marketing initiatives, you're the head of marketing for Edelstein, so congratulations on
that.
That must be a big job for you to undertake. So why don't you tell us a little bit about maybe what you're doing to maximize your marketing efforts and maybe what you're doing in social media?
Definitely, I'd love to. So certainly with what's been going on with, for example, last year, the the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was a huge impact to our clients and to our staff last year. So I think what's really important is just really maximizing the opportunity to communicate with our clients and our referral sources. Again, understanding that it is a saturated market. There are lots of CPA firms out there, but what really helps us is having that opportunity to gain new business by creating those trusting relationships with great referral sources. Mm-hmm. So I think one of our biggest things, we do industry strategic marketing plans on an annual basis that we check in with pretty frequently, but really making sure that communication is at the forefront of that. So through our e-blasting materials, through our website and social posts, as you touched on as well, through video strategy, through podcasting strategy, and also events. We love being face-to-face with people. There's a really unique way to just have that opportunity to talk to somebody in person. So I think for us, it's continued strong communication at the forefront and even exceeding that this year as well.
Well, I'm going to go back here to Emily because a lot of companies are talking to me about now becoming, you know, being a C Corp was not always in style
right.
for a while, and now it seems to be back in vogue, at least to evaluate. Do you want to talk a little bit about that and also the expense deduction repeal?
Sure. So I think, you know, when tax reform was first issued, the new 21% effective rate for C corporations gained a lot of attention. That was a big change. But, you know, I recently actually wrote an article for New England Family Business Magazine that goes into the details around that. And it may not be as attractive for all business owners as we think. So if you're a business owner who takes cash out of your company as wage compensation or as dividends in order to live, there's still the issue of double taxation with a C corporation. So, you know, that may not be the right entity structure for you. There is a new qualified business income deduction that's available to pass through entities, S corporations and partnerships that I've taken a great interest in. And it's a deduction that's up to 20% of your qualified business income. And so it could be very valuable, especially to non-service businesses, but also to service businesses. So, you know, I think while the 21% rate gained a lot of attention, I think it's important to look at each scenario specifically and, you know, the details around it and evaluate on a case-by-case basis. In terms of some of the deductions that have been repealed for businesses, I think the one that is important to know for business owners is the entertainment expense repeal deduction, because, you know, where we have enjoyed going to potentially, you know, games or, you know, different events with our clients as a form of marketing and keeping in touch with our clients, you know, we need to keep in mind that those are no longer deductible expenses. So we hope,
all the people that I know that are going to Celtics
right.
games,
yeah.
Patriots games, not as much on the Bruins for corporate, but mostly
right.
Celt and Red Sox, mm-hmm. they've been doing this for years. They've had the tickets. They cannot write that off anymore.
Right, and that's big in Boston, as you're mentioning. We're a big sports town. So,
right.
You
City
know,
of
I
champions.
Think it's, exactly. City of champions. So, you know, we're looking at that for our clients and, you know, trying to think of ways around that. But that's one example of some of the changes that are affecting businesses.
I think that's a big deal because, you know, knowing entrepreneurs, and that's my world,
yes.
they might they might be slow adapters to want to get rid of those tickets because they become sort of an entitlement to the people they're networking with.
Right.
And they don't want to give them up.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, our managing partner, Scott Kaplowich, I don't think he's mentioned it's not going to change his way of thinking, because our clients and our team really enjoys going to Boston sporting events. I mean, that's a big deal for us. So I don't see that changing Edelstein's behavior, mm-hmm. but it may change, you know, another business. So it's just important to keep updated on, you know, the changing tax laws and how they affect your business.
Right. Emily and Casey, if somebody wants to find either of you or Edelstein and Company, how would they do that?
They can certainly visit our website at www.edelsteincpa.com. We also have a Facebook page and a LinkedIn page as well. So please check us out on our social platforms. That would be fantastic. And me personally, I am also on our website, including my phone number and email address.
That's great. And you're going to come back again?
Yes.
Good.
Love to.
We're going
to
have you back again. Good. We have a lot of specialty shows. We'd love to have you on. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. And to my left, if you haven't noticed, is Evan Macedo of Sapers & Wallach, our host. Thank you very much again for hosting us.
Thank you. And thank you to Edelstein for coming down here to be on the show.
Thank you so much.
Good knapsacks, too. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs, featured by Sapers & Wallach.